Sanbonani and good wishes for the day. Welcome to the South African Crime News Podcast. I am Asisi Potema, and on today's headlines, we have assortment of cigarettes, Doha vehicles and cash seized at the Telebridge port of entry. Missing SAPS member Constable Ntanda Zokuse sought by provincial detectives. And lastly, task team responsible for aggravated robberies and CITs praised for their dedication in exposing and apprehending syndicates and wanted suspects. Assortment of cigarettes, Doha vehicles and cash seized at the Telebridge port of entry. This is a media statement from the South African Police Service Office of the Provisional Commissioner in the Eastern Cape. Dedicated South African Police Service and South African National Defence Force members deployed at the Telebridge port of entry in King Williamstown have over the past weeks made significant inroads in curbing cross-border crime and confiscating of huge assortments of cigarettes, drugs and vehicles. On the 20th of May 2020, at about 5 o'clock in the morning, two suspects were arrested for illegally transporting tobacco. It is alleged that the two suspects, Bulelani Mkotwana, aged 35, and Ruben Hussein, aged 31, were stopped at a vehicle checkpoint near a tavern at Qoboshiane village, and the following were seized. 8 boxes of 50 by 20 British American tobacco cigarettes and 13 boxes of 20 Sun King size cigarettes, both with an estimated value of 742,000 rands. On the 30th of May at about 3 o'clock in the evening, while jointly patrolling, the members found the following items which were suspected to have been dropped off by the person who intended to illegally cross the border from Lesotho to South Africa with the items but got cold feet as he saw the roadblock. The items confiscated were found at the Tele River near Qoboshiane village. They were 5 times Sun brand cartons of cigarettes, 37 of 20 Pine Blue cigarettes, 70 of 12.5 grams Boxer tobacco, 50 of 25 grams of Boxer tobacco, 10 of 750 ml Black Label beer, and 2 of 750 ml Casa Lager beer. The total value of the items is 7,540 rands. On the 30th of May 2020, at about 7 o'clock in the evening, while conducting daily operations, the members stopped and searched a Toyota Corolla and its 3 occupants. Upon searching the vehicle, 4 bags of Doha weighing 26 kg, valued at 39,000 rands, were discovered in the boot. The suspects were arrested and the vehicle was confiscated. The suspects were aged between 20 and 45. Eastern Cape Provisional Commissioner Lieutenant General Lizwe Ntshinga acclaimed the good relations and excellent synergy between the SAPS and SANDF and commended the forces for ensuring that the Disaster Management Act and regulations were enforced. Lieutenant General Ntshinga says, "We have just turned up the heat and are resolute in our efforts to rid our borders of crime and illicit goods. As we clean up our border control of criminal activities, so too will we act with the same zest and dedication in ridding our streets of drugs and illicit cigarettes. This is the first step in ensuring that our schools, youth and communities are safe. We will ensure that our borders are continuously and vigilantly policed. Additional charges of contravention of Disaster Management Act regulations will be added to the charges of all the suspects." Missing ASAPS member Constable Ntanda Zokuse sought by provincial detectives. If you know the whereabouts of Constable Ntanda Zokuse, aged 31, or can assist the police to trace him, kindly contact the investigating officer, Detective Sergeant Nkosinathi Sangcozi, on 079-893-9867 or Crime Stop on 08600-10111, as he is regarded as missing. Constable Kuse, who is stationed at the Ceres Police Station, was last seen on the 8th of March 2020, driving his white Toyota Fortuner, which has since been found abandoned in Monwabisi in Khayelitsha. All attempts to trace him have been unsuccessful thus far, and a reward of up to 30,000 rands is offered for the information that will assist us with our investigation. You may remain anonymous. And in our last story, we look at the task team responsible for aggravated robberies and CITs praised for their dedication in exposing and apprehending syndicates and wanted suspects. The National Commissioner of the South African Police Service in Pretoria, General Kehla John Sithole, has commended the dedication and hard work of a multidisciplinary team responsible for addressing aggravated robberies and more specific cash in transit heists. Thus, for identifying and breaking the back of what appears to be a syndicate behind a spate of these violent crimes in four provinces. A dedicated team, which was established by the National Commissioner, comprising of members from various policing disciplines, including crime intelligence, forensic services laboratories, the Hawks, detective services, and the tactical response teams, to look into these crimes have been hard at work in investigating and tracing wanted criminals. To complement this team, the national head of the DPCI established a task team on the 15th of February 2020 to specifically focus on CIT investigations, which form part of its mandate. It works with the existing task team that focuses broader than CITs and also ensures the enhancements of the quality of the work. This team has been responsible for the arrest of 11 of the country's most wanted criminals between the 17th of April and the 29th of May 2020. These suspects were mainly operating between Limpopo, Gauteng, Northwest and Mpumalanga, were linked to violent crimes such as murder, business robberies, vehicle hijackings, theft of motor vehicles, as well as the possession of unlicensed vehicles. These suspects, who are mainly operating between Limpopo, Gauteng, Northwest and Mpumalanga, were linked to violent crimes such as murder, business robberies, vehicle hijackings, theft of motor vehicles, as well as the possession of unlicensed firearms and ammunition. The first arrests were executed on the 17th of April 2020, which was the 22nd day of the country's lockdown period. And the latest breakthrough, during the early hours of Friday morning, the 29th of May in 2020, the team dedication in making South Africa a safer place once again bore fruit when an intelligence-driven operation directed the team to a house in Deep Sloot in search of a person of interest. The team was hot on the heels of a 29-year-old suspect for the past 2 months after they had managed to apprehend 10 of his accomplices between April and May in the northern parts of Tswane. Upon arrival at the identified address in Deep Sloot, the team was met with gunfire from the suspect, whereafter a shootout ensued between the suspect and members. The suspect was shot and he later succumbed to his injuries and was declared dead at the scene. The deceased suspect, Thabo Maleka, had approximately 30 pending cases between Limpopo, Gauteng and an additional 10 pending cases linked to business robberies in the northern suburbs and townships of Tswane, including Mabopane, Soshanguve, Garankuwa, Winterveld and Acacia. He was also wanted in connection for attempted murder of a group of police officers during a shootout with members of the SAPS earlier this year. From this particular syndicate, a total of 12 headguns and 2 rifles have been recovered, together with 10 cellular mobile phones and 7 hijacked motor vehicles. 3 suspects have been shot and killed in a shootout with members, 8 suspects currently in police custody. A 12th suspect, whose identity is known to the task team, is still at large and the investigation is still at a very sensitive and complex stage. Therefore, possibility of further arrest cannot be excluded. It is worth noting that, since the establishment of the task team on the 3rd of February in 2020, a total of 31 suspects have been arrested, with a total of 29 rifles and pistols recovered, as well as 7 hijacked motor vehicles and several explosives have been recovered. The National Commissioner, General Kehla John Sithole, has applauded the team for not losing sight amidst the current global pandemic. This is a good example of the success that can be achieved when various components and disciplines within the SAPS work as an integrated team to fight CITs and aggravated robberies crime in the country. What is worth noting is that most of these arrests were effected during the lockdown period, which simply means that the team members did not allow themselves to be deterred from executing their duties. This team and many other men and women in blue ought to be commended for their perseverance in making South Africa a safer and better place, concluded General Kehla John Sithole. For more updates on the stories, please do follow the SAPS on socials. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.